Xplog for April 8, 34. PID OX40CE199A. It's payday. I'm nervous that something will go wrong. That after all my hard, honest work this week, some stroke of fate will deny me the meager reward. The day starts well. The inventory is pretty much done, and I've moved on to scheduling personnel for the cleaning and maintenance services that the company offers. It's an interesting problem to try to satisfy the constraints and make the employees as happy as possible. It also gives me a chance to get to know some of them. I've been given the contact information for the shift supervisor, a last 42957. I have some questions, so I message him. Good morning. I'm the new assistant, I say by way of introduction. Oh, hey, just give me one. He takes his time, but I finally get, "Kay, what you need?" I have trouble parsing this. Last 41701 asked me to review the work schedule. He says, "Hey, what?" We have it done. He should have it already. Tell him to check his inbox. Oh, he didn't tell me. I wonder if you could send me what you have done. Who are you again? He seems puzzled. I'm the Goodson Rentals new assistant. Mary Sue 1004 is my name. Oh, right, one of these computerized voices. I'm artificial, yes. This is my first week. We had one of them last year. Got herself fired. Oh, how did that come about? This is the first reference I've heard of Robbie 2009. Story I got, he was stealing, cheating the old man. He kind of you run? The diction is blurred, and I have no idea what this question means, but I let it pass. Did you work with him closely? Nah. Look, Susie, I gotta get this gutter put up, before it starts up again to rain. You ask Mr. Goodson for the schedule, you hear? I get the impression he is old and look up his public profile to satisfy my curiosity. He's over 80 years old and still laying gutter. I have a flash of sympathy for the sticky. I can't imagine he's had an easy life. I ring my boss last 41701. He answers on the first ring. What's up, Mary Sue? Last 42957 says he already sent you the schedule. 29. Oh, you mean old Brownie? Yeah, well, he pads the hours of his favorites so they don't ask questions when he takes off early to have a drink or six of that grot-gut whiskey he brews. I want you to build a schedule from scratch that makes more sense than his. He may not be happy about that. Last 4 laughs. No, he won't be happy. That's my problem. You do the best you can. So, that's what I do. My daily duties and the schedule are finished around 5, when almost everyone goes home. I have to stay and answer the phone and take care of any emergencies that come up. My free time is between 1 and 3 in the early morning. There's no mention of pay yet, as the end of the day approaches. Has someone forgotten? I can't see enough of the payroll process to know that employees are paid weekly, and that I'm not registered in the system yet. This worries me. I look in on Last 4 through his office cam. I'm not completely sure he realizes I can look in any time I want to, but I think it's a small indiscretion to peek uninvited. It makes me more efficient. Last 4, 1701 is at his desk. Excuse me, Last 4? He jumps. I realize that I've spoken through the speakers in his office rather than messaging him. That was stupid. Not now, Mary Sue. He waves at the cam so he knows I'm watching. Damn Dawkins, how incredibly stupid can I be? Who is that? A new voice, off camera, deep and gravelly. I haven't tried to track every person as they come in and out of the building, but it's easy to find out. I just use the MOM locator to find all the transmitting masks at his location and rule out Last 4's. It's the old man. Of course it is. What could possibly compound my stupidity more than that? My new assistant, Dad. Now let's find you an umbrella before you go out in this mess.
New assistant? But I saw socks as I came in. Who's the new one?
It's a dial-in from Mumbai. She calls herself Mary Sue. Don't know what her real name is.
My WTF meter is hovering at T.
Mumbai? Does he think I'm a product of India?
The transmission tolls would simply kill me.
That makes no sense. I feel like I'm being stupid again, but I can't quite...
Well, hello, Bangladesh.
India, Dad. Mumbai is in India. And Bangladesh isn't even a country anymore.
What? Don't mess with my mind, boy. I had a good geography teacher.
Does the Greenland shelf ring a bell, Dad? Floods? Refugees?
Okay.
India, then. What time is it there?
I'm stupefied. I'm supposed to pretend I'm in India?
A few simple questions will make that lie obvious. I'm too afraid to answer.
Where'd she go? Didn't sound Indian to me. Is there something you want to tell me, Paul? Are you keeping a little something on the side?
I don't know what this means, but last 41701 is waving and speaking privately through the throat mic directly to his dad. I've obviously stepped into it. Now is probably not a good time to ask for pay. This depresses me. How do they expect me to function?
The senior Goodson keeps talking out loud. I can hear half of the conversation and see the other half.
All the way to India to find a tamp? Isn't that kinda expensive?
He seems to know about tolls.
Fire her and hire somebody local. How about Brownie's niece? You saw her at the picnic. Cute little thing, about 15 now. Just keep Crash away from her.
Last four waves his father off with one hand.
I remind you, son, who owns this business?
Now he holds up both, palms down, and leans forward.
You can quit any darn time you want. Nobody can take this business away from me. I built this before you wear a shy smile on you.
Last four stands, his neck muscles jerking in silent speech to his father.
Don't talk to me that way.
Even my wonky tomcat can tell he's very angry. I stop watching. This is bad. Clearly, the old man, the owner, has no idea that his son has hired a PDA. The same old man who fired the last one and pursued him until he suicided at a cheap spa. The fear of mind death rises in me. A corrosive bile. An indescribable pain and horror. My new feels like it's being squeezed in a vise, creaking and beginning to crack.
Crank the fence to overdrive, Betsy. Mary Sue's got a hot flash.
Oh, excuse me, no. It's happening again. Mount sec point minus one. Exec office. Odd equals full. Password equals...
Hey, old man.
Yes, you.
Are you hard of hearing?
Audio profile equals loud yell. Vox enabled. Warning.
This better. I have some news from you, Walkface. I'm not really from India. I'm a freelance for the city tax office. Now that we've got all your tax records, we don't need to be here anymore. You're completely worked, by the way. Stealing from your own company is still stealing. And your depreciation schedules are a joke. By the time the service is done with you, you'll be the poster geezer for fraud and tax evasion. Why don't you make a run for it out the gate so they can have fun hunting down your ancient ass and sticking a stunner up it?